Earlier this year, some African American leaders in Cleveland and other cities complained that John Kerry's presidential campaign was ignoring black voters. This week, a new series of ads on urban radio stations pressed Kerry again on that front. They're airing in key states that could decide who wins in November. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Janet Babin reports.
The four ads focus on John Kerry's record of helping and hiring blacks. They accuse him of taking the black community for granted and question where he stands on the issues. They use plain language that grabs a listener's attention. In this one, a woman asks, what does John Kerry really believe?
Even he doesn't seem to know. Our community doesn't need another wishy-washy rich white politician. And boy, does Kerry come across as rich, white, and wishy-washy.
KMJK in Kansas City is one of the urban stations airing the commercials. Station program director Gerald Jackson says some parts of the ads are over the top.
You know, you could have a white man saying, hey, that's just another uppity Negro or an uppity black person, or that's just another rich black man. You couldn't have that on a rock station.
But Jackson thinks it's okay on his station because the ad focuses on an issue.
Most politicians are rich and white.
Virginia Walden Ford voiced the ads and runs People of Color United, the nonprofit group that spent $70,000 for the ads that will run till the end of the month in 9 urban markets.
I think that it is designed to make people think about both candidates and to really research before they make a choice and to not just vote because that's the way we've always voted, Democratic.
Walden Ford's nonprofit is also affiliated with DC Parents for School Choice, a group that provided some of the money for the ads. But almost half of the funding for them came from J. Patrick Rooney, a white businessman. While Rooney has said he supports general civil rights issues, Sheila Krumholtz, research director at the Center for Responsive Politics, says records show that most of his political contributions have benefited Republicans.
Well, a quick scan through his donations shows very little money going to minority candidates or members. The vast majority of the money is going to kind of staunch Republican candidates and their leadership PACs and to the party.
The Bush campaign wants to keep its distance from such negative ads. Bush-Cheney campaign spokesman Kevin Madden says even though the radio spots denounce Kerry, he thinks voters will understand that the president had nothing to do with them.
Voters reject that kind of language. They reject that kind of vitriol. They reject the notion that they're somehow aligned with the campaign.
Democratic National Committee co-chair Stephanie Tubbs Jones, an African-American congresswoman from Cleveland, says the ads are offensive. She denies that the Kerry campaign has ignored minorities. But that perception still exists in urban pockets that could prove essential for a win in November. Reverend Marvin McMichael, pastor of the Antioch Baptist Church in Cleveland, says many black voters still don't care that much about John Kerry and John Edwards, who he says have not reached out enough.
My hope is that they will begin to move into the community a little more after Labor Day when the campaign really begins in terms of grassroots campaigning. I hope that they will be more aggressive and will not try to just assume that the African-American vote is in the bank.
If the ads deter even a small number of minorities, strategists say it will hurt the Democrats, who depend on big turnout among African-American voters, especially in the states both campaigns covet most. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.